The rest of the story. Many September evenings ago, backstage of a theater in Atlantic City, New Jersey, a 17-year-old girl cowered in her dressing room, alone and crying. Promoters had named her Tiny Little. That was supposed to be funny because Tiny Little was anything but. Morbidly obese, she had but one role in the show that night, to absorb the gags of comics, the relentless fat jokes. And it was a shame, really, because she was genuinely talented, though there was little chance of anyone ever knowing. Her parents had warned her, maybe she ought to have listened. And perhaps it was not too late to return to nursing school, or had her ambition consigned her to the life of a sideshow freak. She had been treated like one as long as she could remember. In school, she was nicknamed Fatty. She even answered to it. Bespectacled, straight-haired, alarmingly overweight, she was miserable all of her young life, in spite of which she dared to dream of a career on the stage. She kept that impossible dream a secret until her mid-teens, and when she confessed it aloud, her parents listened patiently, uneasily, as she spoke rapturously of bright lights and recognition. At last her father interrupted. Wouldn't she rather go to school and become a nurse? Wouldn't she prefer a happy, normal life? The girl began to sob. For her, a normal life was never getting asked on a date, was being laughed at with no friends to defend her, was no life at all. But all right, she would try nursing school, and she did. Yet after a few months of merciless normalcy, she cut and ran, fled to New York. Theatrical producers were not encouraging. They warned her, as had her parents, that life on the stage would be no different from life elsewhere. People would still be laughing at her, only now she was asking for it. But 17 and hopeful, she signed up for an Atlantic City musical production, Honeymoon Lane, it was called, and billed as Tiny Little, she played the buffoon, endured the ridicule and the consequent loneliness, deciding there was now no turning back. How fortunate that decision was. Because after playing the comic fat girl in several shows more, someone discovered that she could sing. Then came a recording contract and her own radio show. Fast forward more than a decade to 1939, President Franklin Roosevelt, the President of the United States, is introducing that same young woman to the King and Queen of England. And he says, Your Majesties, this is Kate Smith. Miss Smith is America. But today, as we reflect on the once First Lady of radio and television, who made more than 2,000 recordings, 19 of them million sellers, and who was eventually awarded the United States Medal of Freedom for uplifting us through war and peace with her inimitable voice. As we remember the woman who made God Bless America famous, we can't help but think whose was the last laugh. Because now we know the rest of the story.